or back? What do you consider yourself in terms of running back?
Yeah, one word, Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara, that's one name right there I can give for you.
You out here pulling Jeeps and trucks too?
Come on now, come on now. The balance is crazy. The balance, do your research, it hit different. The balance is crazy. Yes, sir.
Talk about that, your game, and comparing it to Alvin Kamara.
Right, Alvin Kamara, and another one I throw out there, Christian McCaffrey. Them two right there, them are some exclusive, exciting running backs right there. Not only can they run the ball out the backfield, they can catch the ball out the backfield. Once they catch it, there ain't no catching get down. They catching and breaking tackles and fighting for the extra yards and helping their team get some extra yards that they need for the first down or a touchdown, whatever. That's what I like about them right there. Now, they're not limited to one position. They can do multiple positions and ball at both of them.
I like that, man. As you know, it's the same question I asked Joshua. Your student athlete. Let's go to the student side.
Right, right.
What's your majoring in?
Rehabilitation counseling.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me about that, man.
Yes, sir. See, well, I grew up, I was on the north side of Houston. So, like, I didn't seen a lot of stuff, done a lot of stuff. So, once I'm done with this and I graduate in the spring, I'm looking forward to opening my own rehabilitation center where I'm from to help the people that where I came from that ain't had a guidance to help them to go to a rehabilitation center or something. So I want to be that help in hand that they can get instead of, like, just looking or not having no help or something when they can go right here. I got it for y'all.
I like that because the community is who you are. It's the fabric of the way you grew up. Now, you don't always have to keep it with you everywhere that you go, but the piece of it never leaves because what they say, you never forget where you come from. So a piece of that for you will always live with you, and that ultimately made the decision of what you want to do in life. And what you want to do in life is go back and help your community. What's that drive? What really forces that in you to say, you know what, I can't give up on my community?
I have a lot of people still on Instagram, social media and stuff. They looking at me as a role model. And some of the stuff that they wanted to do, I'm doing for them type stuff. So some people that came before me, they couldn't do it, but I'm doing what they want to do. Yeah. But I'm just taking it further than what they doing. And I seen where they messed up at. And I just want to give back and help to them as best I can do.
Now, look, and that's a good thing that you're doing because you're keeping yourself doing what you love, your God-given ability, and you're going out there and you're showcasing. I think everybody is seeing you showcase it. That's why you first team all swag. As you look at the transition, of course, you had a close relationship with Coach Eric Dooley.
Yes,
but unfortunately, he is gone to Grambling now. So we'll see him.
Right.
We'll see him at the Bayou Classic. But other than that, what has the transition for you been like with Coach Terrence Graves taking over this program? And what are the changes that you've seen that stand out best for you?
Discipline for sure. And I wouldn't say it was too much of a change because the same way I rock with Coach Dooley when he was my head coach, I rock with Coach Graves as my head coach. It's just Coach Dooley on the opposite side now, and I got to give him that spanking that he needs. So, I seen discipline and stuff, and a lot of guys, they fired up and ready for this evening, and they ready for Graves' edition, and we ready to show y'all what we're working with. So,
you a guy know the quarterback room as well because somebody got to hand you the ball off at practice.
Right.
What has stood out from you with all these guys? Of course, Noah Biden is the guy who came in, won the Bayou Classic last year. Harold Blood has since transferred. I saw Harold Blood on NCAA 25. Y'all done played NCAA 25? They got him on the – he's on the roster for Missouri, so he done made it. He got a check and everything else. But now you look at this room that's left behind, man. Talk to me about the quarterback room for you guys and what you have noticed and how these guys are trying to separate themselves on who can possibly be the starter for the fall.
That's a hard question right there because I feel like we got three go-getters right now. Noah Barden, Zay, and we have Jalen Woods. I feel like all three of them, if the coach called their number, they can go in and provide for us and win any game at any week. So right now it's just about – who the coach is going to pick.
Yeah.
I'm rocking with all three of them because I feel like they all got my respect. They some leaders. They show up. They do what they supposed to do. And I feel like they got the ability to go out there and win us a game. So right now we got a three-headed monster. I leave that in the coach's hand.
Yeah, and I like that because if you can look at a room and say, man, there's really no separation when you look at the leadership skill of all three of those guys. And Jalen, of course, he's not much of the runner like the rest, but then you look at Zay, he's the hometown guy, right? Coming out of Scotlandville. And everybody, of course, wants to put the backing and support behind the hometown guy because you had an opportunity to watch him the most, see him on the news, and then you have Noah, who comes in. He was highly recruited coming out of high school, went to Grambling, and then transferred into Southern. So when you look at the battle of that room, man, I think that's going to be the, one of the biggest question marks coming into fall camp for Jaguar Nation. They want to know who's going to be the quarterback.
Right.
For 2 years, you know, you had Bashaun McCray, then you left that, and then you went to Harold Blood. So it's been the inconsistency at the quarterback position, but I can tell you one thing. That running back room is just, it stays solid.
Stay solid. Stay solid. There's some dogs right there. They ready to be let loose. There's some dogs right there. Yes, sir.
So, man, right now I give you an opportunity, man, as we come to the end, man. Any shout-outs to anybody out there you want to give, man, or just now's your time?
Shout-out mama. Shout-out my family. Shout-out Houston. Y'all know we have the best athletes, so let's stop the Florida and Louisiana right now. Let's stop it right now. You know I'm a Houston, baby. But, yeah, it's all love. It's all love. It's all love.
Well, let's go. Guess what? Keep sending them to Southern then. If that's the best ones over there, keep sending them to Southern. Was everything good with your family with the hurricane?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for checking on.
Oh, yeah, man. Just wanted to make sure. You know, my son is in Houston, so I had a chance to go over there last week. It was his birthday, and there was still plenty of people that unfortunately did not have power. So, yeah, so I understand.
Food, sport, and stuff. But, you know, they shaking back from it. They doing good.
You rocking that under the jersey right there?
Of course.
You tucking that in?
Of course. If Coach Graves let me rock out with it, of course, you will be seeing it.
Man, the ice is blinging, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guess what, man? Kendrick Grimes, that's the voice that you guys have been hearing. First team all swag running back. Want to say thank you, man, for coming in. We're going to get ready to take a break. We're going to keep this thing going. We got the all swag selection in the house, and we got a great and greatest part of his name, and I'm going to show him to you guys here in a minute. So you guys stay tuned. Go get your coffee. Go run to the bathroom. We're going to keep it going. All right, stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. Man, we got things rocking and rolling here in the studio. Good morning to everybody. I am Perry White. It is the Jaguar Journal. Hope you guys are having a great morning, because I'm having a great morning looking around at how live this studio is with the level of talent that's in here, both from the past and the present. And as we continue to keep things going, we got the all swag selection in the building today. And we're talking about second team all swag linebacker right here at Southern University, Derek Williams. D. Williams, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm blessed to be here.
I'm about to say, don't be one of these soft spoken linebackers, man. Come on now, them linebackers.
Can't be that.
Hey.
Can't be that.
Hey.
Hey. Can't be that. Can't be that. Can't be that. Got to be vocal. Got to be a leader.
That's what I'm looking for, man. And you make swag, all swag selection, second team, man. Let's talk about you. Miami guy, right? Mm-hmm. Dreadhead, shake him.
Yes,
all right.
Sir, yes,
coming
sir,
from
yes,
the
sir.
Bottom of that Florida, man. Talk about your journey. Florida, Miami, by way, coming all the way to Baton Rouge, man.
It's just a blessing just to be here. You know what I'm saying? Just to be able to make it out of Miami. It wasn't a lot of opportunities for guys like in my area. It was either playing ball or going the street route. And I'm just glad that God blessed my steps and ordered my steps for me to be here today.
You ever heard of the great Willie Quinn?
Yep. Willie Quinn.
I'm just making sure. You know?
That was the greatest to walk through Southern University. That was one of the main reasons why I really was intrigued with Southern University. I seen Willie a lot when I was younger, seeing his highlights all over Miami, seeing people talking about him, posting his pictures and all his videos and stuff like that. So Willie was a good inspiration for a lot of kids back in Miami.
Willie, the only person I ever known, made SportsCenter top 10 three times in one game. He made three SportsCenter top 10 plays in one night out of one game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be able to, and he's every bit of what, about 5'5"?
5'5". 5'5", he played like a giant, though.
He does, man. They called him the little giant. Uh-huh. The mighty Quinn gone in the wind. It was a lot of stuff, you know. But when he will go down as one of the most exciting football players to ever suit up at Southern University. I think right now he owns the record for the most receptions, the most receiving yards. He also almost broke the FCS record for kick returns in the year. If it wasn't for them referees at Jackson State, I think he actually would have broke it. But he broke one, and they called it back. So he actually tied for the most kick returns. But for you, you see that, that motivates you. You end up at Southern. But, you know, I got to talk to you. What's high school, man? I'm always about that high school pride.
High school, Miami Central High School.
Miami Central, that's a pride.
Yeah, one of the best in the nation, Miami Central Rockets. One
hey,
of the best
talk
in
to
the
me
nation.
Like my bad.
State champions, you know what I'm saying? I got my state championship this year, my senior year. Over the past, I think, 14, 15 years, I think we got 11 state championships, 11 to 12 of them. So we got a good program, got some good young guys coming up, you know what I'm saying? So about the Houston thing, you know, Florida, Miami, we got the best guys.
That's what I like right there. Talk your talk.
Speed comes from, you know, they come to the bottom of the map for a reason. Congrats them.
Talk your talk, man, because, you know, it's always that Texas, Louisiana, Florida. Right, uh-huh. Texas, they say they got the facilities, right? Yeah, man, you got everything you want in Texas. Stadiums, workout facility. Louisiana, you just get it out the mud, right? You just, however you get it, you get it. But in Florida,
We ain't got nothing but space and speed.
They saying rabbits. You chasing the rabbits.
Yeah, they chasing rabbits. They chasing all type of stuff out there, too.
I know they are, man. Look, now you chasing quarterbacks, running backs, and everything else, man. Mm-hmm. For you, I know growing up, did you always play on the defense side of the ball? Man, yo, Ben, I'm pretty sure you played multiple positions growing up.
Growing up, no matter what year of football it was, I played linebacker since I was 5 years old.
You just born, bred to be a linebacker.
I played running back, linebacker, tight end, linebacker, D-line, and linebacker. No matter what year of football, I play linebacker. I play linebacker my whole football career.
Man, listen. That means you've been a headhunter a long time. This doesn't come new for you.
Nah, nothing come new to me at all.
When you look at that linebacker room for yourself, man, and you're talking about that leadership, you guys definitely are the command of the defense, right? You yelling it out. You putting everybody where they need to be. You seeing things as you back there in that backfield. And, of course, you start to see that linebacker position change a little bit more. It's that hype. It ain't no old school days. You remember them big old linebackers, them big old – hey, you got to be quick now back then because you got the dual threat. You got the RPO offense these days, man. For you growing and learning that position and evolving, what helps you get better at that position and then looking at that room of guys around you?
I just feel like just being able to move in space, just working on quickness, lateral movement, things of that nature like that. Just like growing with the game, you know what I'm saying? You can't be stuck in a still place. You got to elevate with the game. The game elevate, you got to elevate your gameplay as well. So I feel like I'm very versatile. I can play the inside, I can play the outside. I can cover, I can run with the best, I can cover the best. I feel like I could do whatever, but the guys that's in my room, I feel like we got a lot of young talent and we got a lot of old talent. We got a guy like Joshua Tate, Mike Jones. We got a
new transfer.
Mike Jones.
Who?
We got a new transfer, Vincent Page, and we also got some young talent. We got some guys like Edrick Williams, a hometown guy like Marquise Baptiste, Michael Thomas. We got a lot of young guys with a lot of young talent. And I feel like as a group, we could be real outstanding for Southern University.
What are you looking for when you walk in that room? You the leader now, of course. Your name is circled when teams scout and look at Southern University's defense and say, hey, man, you're going to have that guy right there in the middle of the field looking at you, D. Williams. Mm-hmm. For you, you're talking about leadership, man. What are you looking for as you try to get the rest of those guys to elevate to where next year you see two names or three names on that all-SWAC selection?
I just feel it's all about accountability. You know what I'm saying? If I just hold all my guys accountable, hold them to a certain standard, not lower the standard for anybody and make everybody reach that standard, I feel like we could have two or three, four more SWAC selections next year. I just feel like it's all going to be us growing together. Because if I could trust you, if I can't trust you to show up to weights, I can't trust you to make that big play in the game.
Yeah.
So we all going to build trust just by us holding ourselves accountable, holding ourselves to the team standard, being where you're supposed to be, being where your feet are, and just that from there, we could be able to grow and just grow as a team.
Let's look at Coach Miller, right? Defensive coordinator. And I think for a lot of people, when you see Southern's defense, it has been like right in the pocket for everybody for the past 2 years. But for you, being under him as a defensive coordinator, what do you like about his philosophy and just him in the room? Because every time I see him, he walking around, he got his shades on, he just missed the cool on the field. But at the end of the day, he's the guy that's calling the plays.
Yes, I like his energy. I love Coach Miller energy. I could feed off his energy, and I know a lot of his passion is real genuine. And I like that the fact that he the defense is not more of the fact try to be as much complicated to make you think. It's more of a simple and let's go play and let's go play fast. You know what I'm saying? He want everybody on the defense to be as comfortable as possible, everybody to understand their job thoroughly, understand the guys next to them job thoroughly. So the more you understand, the faster you can be able to play. So we try to hang our hat on being able to play fast, play physical, and play strong. So that's why I love Coach Miller's philosophy.
And, you know, you got all those former Southern players and guys that's been around that defensive side of the ball, of course, with Coach Sean. You got both the Millers. You got Coach Scott, man. That, I'm pretty sure y'all defensive meetings are loud.
Yeah.
Loud and intense.
Loud and intense. That's all our coaches. But that's what we love them for.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't going to breed us for no other better situations. Or we got guys, like you said, who done been through Southern University Hall of Famers, guys who really bled this blue and gold. So to be able to learn from them every day, for them to be able to teach us the game every day, I feel like it's just more than a blessing.
Let's talk about a student athlete, student first. Your major, man.
I'm a mass communications major.
Oh, this right up your alley.
I gotta get you back
up here, Morty. Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir. Mass communications major, focusing on public relations or broadcasting. Just ready to feel podcast, interviewing, you know what I'm saying? News outlets. It's a lot of the field that actually like to get into. So
anybody out there listening, the young man is ready. And guess what? Because of that, hey, I'm going to have you back here a lot more, man. This could be your playground to get to perfect your craft. I do radio, man. I went to school at Southern for political science. I ain't even do no math. I was a political science major over in Higgins Hall. But, man, it's good to see that you're studying. Now, what you want to do?
I really want to go into probably –